Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Fred Snodgrass. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Beals Becker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Murray. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Merkel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buck Herzog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chief Myers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Art Fletcher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Christy Mathewson. Pitching for the New York Giants, Christy Mathewson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Yerkes. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duffy Lewis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jake Stahl. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Heinie Wagner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kerrigan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Collins. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Collins. And now, play ball. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. One out. Beals Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snodgrass moves to third. Two outs. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Hooper steals second. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Hooper moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker bunts into center field for a base hit. Yerkes moves to second. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herzog fields it and throws to home to get Hooper. Yerkes moves to third. Speaker moves to second. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mathewson, and towards Doyle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Yerkes scores. Speaker moves to third. Lewis moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jake Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Lewis scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Heinie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Merkel strikes out. One out. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper, who is chasing the ball. Herzog reaches third base with a triple. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herzog scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Christy Mathewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathewson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Carrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrigan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herzog fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 0-for-1 in the game. Yerkes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snodgrass hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beals Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merkel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. One out. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Murray reaches third base with a triple. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0-for-1 in the game. Merkel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Staal strikes out. One out. Heine Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Carrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrigan is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrigan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Christy Mathewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mathewson is 0-for-1 in the game. Mathewson strikes out. One out. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snodgrass strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Giants 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 0-for-2 in the game. There goes Hooper. The throw from Myers and Fletcher drops the ball. Hooper is safe on the error. Hooper moves to second. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 0-for-2 in the game. Yerkes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker, who is chasing the ball. Yerkes reaches third base with a triple. Hooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher catches it and throws to third to double up Yerkes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Beals Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0-for-2 in the game. Merkel hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. There goes Murray. The throw from Carrigan and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Giants 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Mathewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. Jake Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Staal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mathewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Heinie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Mathewson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. There goes Herzog. The throw from Carrigan and he is safe. Herzog steals second. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Christy Mathewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Mathewson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Giants 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Carrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrigan is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrigan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herzog fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snodgrass hits a fly ball towards left. Lewis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lewis. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snodgrass moves to second. Beals Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes fields it and throws to second for the out. Snodgrass moves to third. One out. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Murray hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Snodgrass scores. Becker moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0-3 in the game. Merkel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrigan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Becker scores. Murray scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Giants. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yerkes hits a fly ball into left field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mathewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Lewis scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 5, Red Sox, 5. Jake Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Staal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle misplays the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Gardner moves to third. Heine Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-3 in the game. There goes Staal. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Staal steals second. Heine Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Giants will come to bat. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Christy Mathewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathewson is 0-3 in the game. Mathewson hits a pop-up towards first. Staal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Snodgrass takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Doyle is walked intentionally. Snodgrass moves to second. Beals Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 4 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Snodgrass moves to third. Doyle moves to second. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Carrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrigan is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrigan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mathewson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Herzog settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0 for 4 in the game. Merkel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Merkel reaches third base with a triple. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myers is walked intentionally. Moose McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Merkel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Giants. Christy Mathewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathewson is 0 for 4 in the game. Mathewson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Yerkes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Yerkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerkes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yerkes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Becker chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Wilson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Wilson. Becker throws the ball into Schaefer, who tags Speaker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Speaker moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 6, Red Sox, 6. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herzog fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Snodgrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snodgrass is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snodgrass is hit by the pitch. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. There goes Snodgrass. The throw from Carrigan and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. One out. Larry Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Beals Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Red Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. There goes Becker. The throw from Carrigan and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heine Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Carrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrigan is 0-for-4 in the game. Carrigan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hugh Bedient is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bedient hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mathewson fields it and throws to first for the out.